This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Many Americans lucky enough to have health insurance are paying a lot more than they used to. This is the third consecutive year that health care premiums for families in employer-sponsored plans rose at double-digit rates. In addition to paying more for your insurance premium, you may also be paying more for your drug copays and your doctor's visits. A little later, we're going to talk about these changes in health insurance with Art Kaplan, a medical ethicist, and Sherry Gleed, a medical economist. But first, we're going to talk with Chris Butler, the chief marketing officer of Independence Blue Cross, which is the Blue Cross system that covers southeastern Pennsylvania. They just announced a change, effective in January, that will dramatically change the cost of insurance for many small companies. Independence Blue Cross is switching from a community rating system to a demographic rating system. That means that instead of all members of small employer groups being treated as one population or community, and their health needs averaged out among all of the members of that community, each company will be billed according to the demographics of its own employees. For example, a company with older employees will pay more than a company with a younger staff. Butler says Independence Blue Cross is the last major insurer in Pennsylvania to move to this rating system. I asked him to explain who pays more with the demographic rating system.
Well, for single individuals, women pay more than men in their early years. And then somewhere after age 45, that line sort of crosses, and single males actually pay more than single females. For families, it's, again, slightly different. It's almost a U-shaped curve. Young families pay a little bit more in the early years. Costs drop down around their mid-30s. And after age 45 for families, costs begin to accelerate again and become much more in later years.
How will that affect how small companies are charged for their employees' health insurance?
Well, that will depend upon the demographic profile for a particular employer. And approximately half of our customers will see their rates slightly decrease from what normal trends would be. And approximately half will see an increase above what the normal trend would have been.
I think you've capped it at 35% above or 35% below.
That's correct. It's 35% above or below what the normal increase would have been under the old system.
So this means that for a lot of small companies, their insurance rates are going to go up 35% in January. That's a lot.
Actually, since normal trends run around 12 to 15%, some customers could see their rates increase by as much as 50%. And the converse is true, that a younger group could see their rates actually decrease.
What's kind of surprising here, and I'll ask you to explain it, is that although Independence Blue Cross in southeastern Pennsylvania has just adapted this system of demographic rating so that companies will be charged according to the demographics of their employees, you oppose that system. You support community rating. So why don't you describe the difference between the two?
There are currently two bills pending in the Pennsylvania House and the Pennsylvania Senate that would ban two insurance practices. The first would be demographic rating, which is a rating of a group according to the age and sex of the individuals in the group, and also another practice called medical underwriting. And these practices have existed for a few years in Pennsylvania and other states. Most of the carriers in our region were still using flat community rating. And once our major competitor here in the Philadelphia area began to use demographic rating and medical underwriting, we felt that we could no longer continue just flat community rate. We started to see a shift in the age profile of our small group block of business. So we have reluctantly made the decision to begin using demographic rating in January. However, despite that, we still are very strongly opposed to the practice and continue to lobby very hard for passage of these two bills. And Pennsylvania is one of the, I think, one of only two states in the country that doesn't have some type of small group health reform. And although demographic rating exists in several other states, it's not a typically free form, and there usually are some controls on the use of demographic rating. However, here in Pennsylvania, we don't have that yet.
All employers now are complaining about how much costs of health care have been skyrocketing. And that's getting passed on in many cases to the employees, or at least part of it is getting passed on to the employees. What's your best understanding about why rates at Independence Blue Cross are going up in the way that they are.
Well, rates are increasing at for customers of Independence Blue Cross as well as all other health insurance carriers, not only here in Pennsylvania, but also across the country. And there are a lot of things that are driving the cost of healthcare up at an escalating rate. One of them, very simply, is just the age profile of the American population. The baby boomers are getting older, and they're using much more services than they had in the past, not only medical services, but prescription drugs as well. There's definitely been an increase in cost just due to technology. Technology advances are wonderful. The challenge with that, though, is that these services are expensive, and somehow that has to be funded. A third issue, I think, is that the form of managed care that worked wonderfully in the mid-90s is no longer as effective as it is today. HMOs and PPOs aren't able to practice the same type of care management that they had years ago.
Why not? What's changed?
Essentially, legislation, a lot of precedent set by litigation, and really just, I think, public sentiment and expectations toward health insurance. So in the mid-90s, we had very rich benefit programs that attracted individuals into the HMO and PPO programs, $2 office copays for office visits, for example. Now that there are less restrictions on medical care and access to services, the same rich benefits are actually starting to transition to benefits where there's greater cost sharing by the individual. So there's a big change there. The use of prescription drugs has taken off dramatically. Direct-to-consumer advertising of specific drugs has a direct impact on the use of those drugs. There have been studies that have clearly demonstrated that an advertising campaign for a specific medication almost immediately results in a spike in the sale of those drugs. So all these things together sort of drive healthcare. And here in Pennsylvania, we have our own fairly unique factors, including the medical malpractice crisis. The cost of malpractice insurance for physicians, particularly surgeons, has just reached astronomical proportions. And doctors will be very honest and admit that they're practicing defensive medicine and that if someone says that they have a headache, they're going to wind up getting a CAT scan or an MRI. And that absolutely affects the overall cost, and everyone has to wind up paying a portion of that bill.
Now, I want to get back to something you were saying earlier, which is that you feel your company has been forced to change its pricing system and to do it by a demographic system as opposed to a community system, because that's the direction the other insurance companies have headed in, where you operate in southeastern Pennsylvania. But your company controls 70% of the market in southeastern Pennsylvania, so it's a little confusing why they should be driving you in a direction as opposed to you setting the agenda.
Well, first of all, if you look, we have a very high market share. However, if you look at the makeup of that market share, a significant portion of the individuals that we cover are people who are covered in our public policy programs, our social mission type programs. We cover people through our the adult CHIP program here, or the adult basic program rather, excuse me, the CHIP program, our special care program. We're one of the biggest managed care Medicaid vendors in the state of Pennsylvania. We cover a lot of seniors through our Medicare supplement policies and our Medicare risk policies. So a huge portion of the individuals we cover are individuals that no one else is looking to provide insurance for. The commercial health insurance that we offer, we have a very significant market share there as well. And we're just looking to try to preserve the risk profile of that group insurance pool. And that's why we waited for almost 2 years before reluctantly shifting to demographic rating, because we wanted to see how that pool might change. And we were alarmed to see the number of younger people who were leaving the risk pool. and the number of older people who had been priced out of coverage at other carriers and were coming over to Independence Blue Cross as customers.
From your vantage point within the health insurance industry, what would you think of a single payer plan run by the government that would cover everybody in the United States and thereby spreading the demographic, you know, spreading the risk among the whole population?
Well, the idea of universal health insurance has been around for quite a while. It seems to come and go, and it seems to get a lot of attention at times when health insurance costs spike up dramatically. And the health insurance industry is cyclical, and we do go through cycles where costs increase at a greater rate at certain periods of time. I think the challenge with the idea of universal health care is how would it be funded? For example, today, state governments are struggling to find a way to fund, and Pennsylvania included, to find a way to fund the cost of the Medicaid programs. The federal government, despite the recent legislation to expand Medicare, struggles with ways to fund the Medicare system. Several countries in Europe and other parts of the world who have had socialized medicine for years have looked for ways to try to unwind that. And in fact, universal health care in several countries is what's led to tax rates that are dramatically higher than what we have here in the United States. So I think it would be good for the government to provide some type of guideline for minimum coverage and tax incentives to encourage employers and health and welfare funds to offer that coverage. But for the government to accept the full cost and responsibility for universal health care is a pretty significant step. And what typically happens in countries that do that is you wind up with a shadow system. People quickly become disenchanted with the amount of time they have to wait for services or who they get to see for services. So this secondary or shadow system pops up around it, and people wind up paying for access to that secondary system. So in the end, it doesn't really accomplish the purpose that it was intended for.
Couldn't the rates of national health insurance be answered by everybody paying a certain amount that might even be a lot less than they're paying now at their workplace? Because if you add up the amount of money from your salary that's being deducted because the company's paying for your health insurance, and then add on to that the amount that you're paying for your health insurance, it's, for a lot of people, that's a fairly tidy sum. And if people put that kind of money toward national health insurance, it could perhaps cover the costs pretty handily.
Well, health costs are health costs, and whether they're funded through insurance premiums that try to spread that risk across a large pool, or if they're paid directly through tax dollars, those dollars are still there. And for example, as a Blue Cross plan, we operate on less than a 2% margin, which is, you know, you'd be hard pressed to find your neighborhood grocery store or the person that you might buy your coffee from in the morning who operates on a margin like that. And that margin just goes toward building up our reserve. So there's no pot of dollars here. And the cost of care is what's driving up health insurance premiums. And whether that cost is funded through insurance or through tax dollars, it's still going to be there.
Chris Butler, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Chris Butler is the Chief Marketing Officer of Independence Blue Cross in southeastern Pennsylvania.